is the story of Kanga and Baby Roo.
Isn't Christopher Robin in it?
Oh, yes, Pooh, and so is Piglet and Rabbit.
How about me?
Oh, you too, of course, Pooh. Now, let's get all set to jump into the story. Nobody seemed to know where Kanga and Baby Roo came from. Pooh didn't know. So he went over to Piglet's house, and he found Rabbit there. And they all talked about it.
Here are we. You, Pooh, and you, Piglet, and Rabbit, that's me. And suddenly...
And Eeyore.
And Eeyore.
And Owl.
And Owl.
And Eeyore. I was forgetting Eeyore.
Yes, Pooh. Here we are. And then one morning, we find a strange animal among us. An animal who jumps through the forest, carrying her family about in her pocket.
Rabbit was talking about Kanga, who really did carry her Baby Roo in her pocket.
Suppose I carried my rabbit family with me in my pocket. How many pockets would I need?
16.
17, isn't it, Piglet? And one more for a handkerchief? That's 18.
I make it 15.
15 what, Pooh?
Your family.
What about them?
Aren't you talking about your family?
Never mind, Pooh. The question is, what do we do about Kanga?
Well, Rabbit had the answer. They would steal Baby Roo and hide him. And when Kanga asked for Roo, they'd all say, aha.
Aha, aha, aha. You know, Rabbit, we could say aha even if we didn't steal Baby Roo.
Pooh, you haven't any brain. We say aha, so Kanga knows we know where Baby Roo is. Aha means we'll tell her where Baby Roo is if she goes away from the forest.
Rabbit had a plan to capture Baby Roo, but the adventure would be impossible without Pooh or Piglet.
Impossible without me, huh? That's sort of a bear.
Well, Rabbit, what do I do?
Well, Piglet, when Roo has jumped out of Kanga's pocket, Pooh will talk to Kanga and get her to look the other way.
And then?
Then you, Piglet, jump into Kanga's pocket. Kanga won't discover the difference till afterwards because you're a very small animal, like Roo.
Rabbit felt very good about the plan, but Piglet wasn't too sure.
What about afterwards when Kanga does discover the difference?
Then we all say, uh-huh.
Are you sure Kangas aren't one of the fiercer animals? It's very foolish to say aha to one of the fiercer animals.
Kangas are fierce only during the winter months. Now come, we'll all go out to look for Kanga.
Kanga and Roo were spending a quiet afternoon together. Roo was practicing very small jumps as Pooh and Piglet and Rabbit came stumping up the hill.
Good afternoon, Kanga.
Good afternoon, Pooh.
Hello, Roo, my little fellow.
Hello. Look at me jumping.
We were just going home. Good afternoon, Rabbit. Good afternoon, Piglet.
Pooh, talk to Kanga. Make her look the other way.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Kanga, have you noticed the tree right over there?
No. Now, Roo, dear, jump into my pocket and we'll go home.
I can see a bird in it from here. Is it a fish?
It isn't a fish, it's a bird.
What do you think, Kanga?
At last, Kanga turned her head to look, and off scampered Rabbit with Roo in his paws. And into Kanga's pocket jumped Piglet. Now, Piglet inside Kanga's pocket felt just like Roo to Kanga, so she said goodbye, and in three large jumps, she was gone. Inside Kanga's pocket, Piglet was sure he was flying. As Kanga went up, Piglet said,
ow!
As Kanga came down, Piglet said,
ow!
And he said,
ow, 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 ow!
All the way to Kanga's house. When Kanga unbuttoned her pocket, she saw what had happened. She knew Christopher Robin would never let any harm happen to Roo, so she said to herself,
if they are having a joke with me, I'll have one with them.
She picked up Piglet and said,
Roo, dear, bedtime.
Aha!
Bath first.
Aha!
A cold bath.
A bath? Kanga, I must tell you.
Funny little Roo.
I'm not Roo, I'm Piglet.
Yes, dear, and imitating Piglet's voice, too. So clever of you.
Help! Help!
Kanga continued to pretend that Piglet was Roo.
Can you see our Piglet? Look at me.
If you go on making faces like Piglets, you'll grow up to look like Piglet. Now I'll rub you dry, then your medicine.
What medicine? No!
At that moment, Christopher Robin came in.
Christopher Robin, you can't. I'm not Roo.
You can't be Roo. I've just seen Roo playing in Robert's house.
Fancy my making a mistake like that.
There you are. I'm Piglet.
Oh, you're not Piglet. Piglet is quite a different color. I suppose you're a poodle. Henry Poodle, for sure.
Well, Henry Poodle Piglet managed to wriggle out of Kanga's arms and roll all the way to his own home so as to get his own nice, comfortable color again. As for Kanga and Baby Roo, they stayed in the forest and became very friendly with Pooh and Piglet and Rabbit, and they were all happy again. I'm Jimmy Stewart, and I'm going to tell you a story about Christopher Robin.
That's me.
An owl.
That's me.
And the old gray donkey named Eeyore.
I suppose that's me.
Oh, yes, and Edward Bear, known to his friends as Winnie the Pooh, or Pooh for short.
That's me.
One day, the old gray donkey, Eeyore, stood by himself in a thistly corner of the forest and thought about things. Sometimes he thought,
why?
And sometimes he thought,
wherefore?
And sometimes he thought,
inasmuch as which.
And sometimes he didn't quite know what he was thinking about. So he was very glad to stop thinking when Winnie the Pooh came stumping along. Pooh looked at Eeyore and said,
how are you?
Not very how. I don't seem to have felt at all how for a long time.
Dear, dear, I'm sorry about that. Let's have a look at you.
Eeyore stood there, gazing sadly at the ground, and Winnie the Pooh walked all around him.
Why, what's happened to your tail? It isn't there.
Are you sure?
Well, either a tail is there or it isn't, and yours isn't there.
Well, then what is?
Nothing.
Let's have a look.
Eeyore turned his head around slowly to the place where his tail had been a little while ago.
Pooh, I believe you're right.
Of course I'm right. You must have left it somewhere.
Oh, no. Somebody must have taken it. How like them.
Eeyore, listen to me. I, Winnie the Pooh, will find your tail for you.
Thank you, Pooh. You're a real friend. Not like some.
So Winnie the Pooh went off to find Eeyore's tail. Pooh headed straight for Hundred Acre Wood, for that is where Owl lived.
If anyone knows anything about anything, it's Owl who knows something about something. Or my name isn't Winnie the Pooh, which it is. So there you are.
On Owl's door was both a knocker and a bell pull, and under each was a sign printed by Christopher Robin, the only one in the forest who could spell, at least a little. Pooh read the sign under the knocker.
Please ring if an answer is required.
And then the sign under the bell pull.
Please knock if an answer is not required.
And then to make sure, Pooh read them backwards, too.
Required is answer and if ring, please. Required not is answer and if knock, please.
And then he knocked and pulled the knocker. And he pulled and knocked the bell pull. And called out,
"Owl, I require an answer."
The door opened, and Owl looked out.
"Ooh, hello, Pooh. How's things?"
"Terrible and sad, Owl, because Eeyore has lost his tail."
"Oh?
We must find it for him."
"Well, the thing to do is first issue a reward."
"Oh, just a moment. What do we do? You sneezed just..."
No, I didn't sneeze. What I said was, first, issue a reward.
There, you sneezed again.
"A reward. You see, we give a large something to anybody who finds Eeyore's tail."
"A lick of honey, perhaps?"
Owl went on to explain that Christopher Robin would print a sign offering the reward. But Pooh's eyes were shut tight.
"A mouthful of condensed milk?"
Oh, dear. Pooh, wake up. Now come on outside, and I'll show you the signs Christopher Robin made for me.
Outside, Pooh looked at the bell rope and the sign below it.
"Ooh, handsome bell rope, isn't it, Pooh?"
"Reminds me of something. Where did you get it?"
"Found it in the forest, hanging on the bush. First, I thought somebody lived there, so I rang it. Ooh, and nothing happened, and nobody wanted it, so I took it home."
"Owl, you made a mistake. Somebody did want it."
"Who?"
"Eeyore. He was fond of it."
"Fond of it?"
"Attached to it. That is Eeyore's tail."
Well, Pooh unhooked the bell pull, formerly Eeyore's tail, and hurried back to Eeyore. And Christopher Robin put it back in the right place again.
"Pooh, you've done a wise and noble thing."
"You're a real friend, Pooh, not like some."
And Pooh felt so happy he just had to run home for a little snack of something.
"Just a little snack of something." Rum tum tum, little rum tum tum.
This is a story about Winnie the Pooh.
That's me, you know.
And Christopher Robin, and Piglet, and Eeyore, and Kanga, and Roo,
yes,
and...
Yes, but who is it mostly about?
Well, it's mostly about Winnie the Pooh.
That's me, you know.
And a certain other animal.
Huh? Equally as important as me?
Well, yes, but let's get on with our story. It all started while Winnie the Pooh was asleep. And suddenly... he woke up in the middle of the night and listened. What can it be, thought Pooh. He looked in the place he kept his jar of honey, just to make sure, and then he opened the door.
Hello? Hello? Oh, hello.
Hello.
Who is it?
Me.
Oh, well, come in.
So, whatever it was, came in.
Tiggle.
Does Christopher Robin know you're here?
Of course.
Do tiggers like honey?
Tiggers like everything.
Well, let's go to sleep. We'll do things in the morning. Good night.
When Pooh woke in the morning, there was Tigger sitting in front of the looking glass.
Hello, Pooh. I found somebody just like me. I thought I was the only one of them.
Pooh was about to explain what a looking glass was when Tigger said...
Excuse me, there's something climbing on your table.
And with one loud... Tigger jumped at the end of the tablecloth. He pulled it to the ground. He wrapped it around himself three times. And after a terrible struggle, he said cheerfully...
Have I won?
That was my tablecloth.
Then why did it try to bite me?
I don't think it did.
It tried, but I was too quick for it.
Pooh put a large jar of honey on the table, and they sat down to breakfast. Tigger took a mouthful of honey, made exploring noises with his tongue, and considering noises, and what have we got here noises, and then said in a very decided voice,
"Tiggers don't like honey."
"I thought they liked everything."
"Everything except honey."
Pooh felt rather pleased, and he said he would take Tigger around to Piglet's house, where Tigger could eat some of Piglet's haycorns.
Thank you, Pooh, because haycorns is what Tiggers like best.
So off they went to see Piglet, and Pooh explained that Piglet was a very small animal who didn't like bouncing, and asked Tigger not to be too bouncy just at first.
We're only bouncy before breakfast.
Oh.
After we've had a few acorns, Tigger's become quiet and refined.
Good, because there is Piglet's house right now.
Pooh knocked on Piglet's door.
Hello, Piglet. I want you to meet someone. This is Tigger.
Oh, is it?
I haven't had any breakfast yet.
Tiggers like acorns, so that's what we've come for.
Well, here's a bowl of acorns, Tigger. Help yourself.
Now, Piglet was a very small animal and didn't quite know what to expect from Tigger. But when he got close to Pooh, Piglet felt much braver.
So you're Tigger. Well, well, well.
Tigger said nothing because he had a mouthful of acorns. But after a long munching noise, he said...
What's that?
Scusi.
With that, Tigger went outside for a moment. And when he came back...
Tiggers don't like acorns.
But you said they liked everything except honey.
Everything except honey and acorns.
Well, what about thistles?
Thistles? Thistles is what Tiggers like best.
So off they went to see Eeyore, the old gray donkey who ate thistles and lived in a thistly corner of the forest.
Look, there's Eeyore.
Hello, Eeyore. This is Tigger.
What is?
This.
So?
He's just come.
When is he going?
Eeyore, let me explain that Tigger is a great friend of Christopher Robin's.
Tigger, let me explain that Eeyore's always gloomy.
Piglet, let me explain that I'm feeling particularly cheerful this morning.
And let me explain to anybody who wants to listen that I haven't had any breakfast yet.
I knew there was something. Tigger always eats thistles, Eeyore.
Well, here's a little patch I was keeping for my birthday. Help yourself.
Thank you, Eeyore. Oh, Pooh.
Yes?
Are those really thistles?
Yes.
What Tiggers like best?
That's right.
Very well, then.
Tigger took a large mouthful and gave a large crunch.
Ow!
What's the matter?
Hot!
But you said Tiggers liked everything but honey and acorns.
And thistles.
We'd better talk to Christopher Robin about this.
You'll find him with Kanga.
Then let's go to Kanga's house at once.
They found Christopher Robin at Kanga's house and told him everything.
Oh, well, Kanga can give Tigger some breakfast.
And then Kanga, who was feeding Baby Roo, said,
Look in my cupboard, Tigger dear.
But the more Tigger looked, the more he found things that Tiggers didn't like. And meanwhile, Kanga was busy giving Baby Roo something out of a teaspoon.
Must I drink it, Mother?
Now, Roo, dear, you promised.
What is in the teaspoon?
Extract of malt, Roo's strengthening medicine.
Oh, may I have a lick?
Before Kanga could say anything, Tigger swallowed every drop.
Tigger dear.
He's taking my medicine.
Tigger licked his lips.
Extract of malt, so that's what Tigger's like.
Which explains why Tigger always lived at Kanga's house afterwards and had extract of malt for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Mmm, delicious.